We are joined right now by Liz Yates, who's the CEO of the Marie Keating Foundation. Good morning, Liz. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Warren. How are you?
I think for an awful lot of people, they've been greatly affected by Emma's death, Liz.
Absolutely. I think everybody is devastated to hear of the such far too early passing of Emma. She was a well-known figure, having been on a number of TV and radio shows, and having advocated so strongly for better cancer screening services and for the HPV vaccination, indeed, a couple of years ago. And just to hear the sad news yesterday of her passing, which, you know, surrounded by her five children and her family, it's such sad news. So our thoughts and prayers go out to her family, particularly her young children. It's so sad for them, but our thoughts are also with the other families who have lost their lovely sisters, daughters, wives as a result of the cervical check controversy, and for those 221 women who are still living with cervical cancer and a terminal diagnosis. Emma's passing is particularly difficult news, I think.
Well, we're talking about those 221 women who were incorrect. They received incorrect results to smear tests, and 19 of whom are dead now, Liz. You know,
sadly, and they're predominantly young women. Unfortunately, cervical cancer is not a nice cancer to get, and in Emma's case, as in Vicky Phelan's case, the cancer spread very rapidly. And unfortunately, for Emma, she was not able to get the treatment she would have needed at the very early stages in order to, you know, to stop the cancer spreading. Vicky Phelan, thankfully, is on a new drug, an immunotherapy drug, which has so far seemed to be working in reducing her tumours. But she's still on treatment. She's still living with this terminal diagnosis. And, you know, for the other women who are in this group, you know, I think their main concern, as Emma's was to ensure that the cervical screening program is best in class, best in the world. I think the Irish women deserve nothing but the very best in terms of a proper health system, but particularly for our screening services, so that mistakes like this will never happen again.
And of course, we had the Scally recommendations in September, 50 recommendations about what was going on, and he did say that it was doomed to fail with what had happened. And Emma had secured 7.5 million. It was a race, actually, this year, because Emma was very aware that that her cancer could become terminal, and it spread to her brain in August. And it was a race for her to secure the financial futures of her children, her five children. So that was 7.5 million, the state and Quest Laboratories in the US, which is something that, does it feel wrong that people have to go and fight for this? I suppose, you know, you have to go through legal routes, but more of this is going to happen.
Absolutely. I think, it was very fortunate that Emma's case seemed to come through. It was settled out of court in the end. And she said all along that she was ensuring that her children got the redress, and that all the award she was given of $7.5 million was for the benefit of her children. Mm. So at least they will be financially secure, but that doesn't make up for, you know, the fact that she will no longer be there. She should be there this morning making their lunches, sending them off to school.
Yeah.
And it's such an unfortunate and so deeply sad event of her passing.
And Emma has said herself she doesn't know if her baby's going to remember her, and that's her boy Dunica. He's 2, Oisín 6, Mario's 10, Seamus is 11, and Natasha is 15. And you mentioned the HPV vaccine just a few minutes ago. Now, yesterday, in light of her passing, there was an awful lot of comments online. It got very heated, this debate about the HPV vaccine, which is given to schoolgirls of secondary school going age. And Emma Vic Mahuna herself, for her daughter Natasha, she had had a little bit of a wobble when she was going to give her the top up, the second one, when it came to the HPV vaccine. And this is a woman who was who had cervical cancer herself. You know, she wasn't 100% sure. So for parents, it's a very difficult issue, and it's fraught with more than just science. There's so much emotion that's in this argument at the moment between people.
There was a lot of campaigning and misinformation, actually, Muireann, and it is a very emotive issue, and unfortunately it's been wrapped up with the sadness of the whole cervical check controversy. But actually there is no evidence to say that the vaccine causes any type of side effects. And this is a very well tried and tested vaccine. It's recommended by the World Health Organization, by medical practitioners all around the world. It's just been announced that actually cervical cancer is going to be eliminated entirely in the next generation in Australia.
Yeah.
Solely as a result of the vaccination, which is now being made available for boys as well as girls as part of their school's immunisation programme, and as a result of cervical screening.
So do you think that this is a part of her legacy? You know, what it's,
yes,
just,
absolutely.
It's a sad day for so many people, and it's bringing up all of these issues. You know,
issues.
A 37-year-old woman is dead and she shouldn't be.
No, I think ourselves, the Irish Cancer Society, the Irish Patients Association, the Minister for Health, the HSE, all are absolutely unequivocal about the importance of HPV vaccination. I know there has been some misinformation out there about possible side effects of the vaccine. There is no medical evidence behind any of those, what I would call those myths. Actually, the vaccination works, and I've made sure my two daughters have had the vaccine, and I'm sure Emma's daughter will also be getting it. I know she's already had the first one, but Emma herself did come back to say that absolutely vaccination is the way to go.
Yeah, she did an ad herself, actually, for the Irish Cancer Society in relation to the HPV vaccine a few years ago when she kind of made up her mind about that. Listen, Liz, I'm sure you've got, you know, there's a lot of issues going on, and your thoughts are with the family of Emma Vic-Fahuna today. Liz Yates, CEO of the Marie Keating Foundation, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Muireann.